Saudi Arabia's foreign minister admits his kingdom needs to improve security in light of this week's suicide bombings in Riyadh. Dozens of people, many of them foreigners, were killed when coordinated bomb attacks went off in three housing compounds Monday night. Today on Morning Edition, NPR's Michelle Kellerman described how the attackers appeared to have breached security at one of the compounds.
As we entered the Alhambra compound today, we saw these bullet holes at the guards' desk. I'm told that the guards actually at this place are not armed. So though the security looks tight, it's not very tight at these places. And you drive in, and I'd say it was about five or six city blocks well into this lovely compound, you had the bombing site.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman. Many of the people living in the Riyadh compounds are expatriate employees of foreign companies contracted by Saudi Arabia. If you have questions about security and working overseas, our phone number is 800-989-TALK. Joining us now is security expert James Bucknam, president of Security Services Group of Kroll Incorporated, a company that helps companies reduce risk in overseas facilities. He's with us from his office in New York City. Good of you to join us.
Thank you very much for having me.
The Saudis and the U.S. government raised the terror alert earlier this month. Is that the sort of information that's passed on to companies with large numbers of employees living in those compounds?
It sure is. That's exactly the kind of information that companies look to gather before sending their people over, as well as once their people have been on the ground.
Who's responsible for provision of security to foreigners working overseas?
Well, in the first instance, it's the host government through their police and military forces, as well as their intelligence services. But secondarily, a lot of corporations have taken steps to provide additional layers of security to their people who are serving overseas.
What's the responsibility of the U.S. government?
Well, certainly the U.S. government has a vested interest in the safety of its personnel overseas, but it's very difficult to for the U.S. Law enforcement, for example, to protect American citizens in far-flung places, particularly when U.S. law enforcement in many instances is not authorized to carry firearms or to conduct investigations in those countries. I mean, in the first instance, we have to remember that our people are sitting on the soil of a host nation, and it's that host nation's responsibility to protect them.
Earlier today, Robert Jordan, the U.S. ambassador to Saudi Arabia, said Saudi Arabia was not quick enough to provide additional security that the U.S. had asked for. Do you know anything about that?
I don't. I've heard the ambassador's comments, but I'm not in a position. I don't have any knowledge one way or the other as to whether or not that's entirely accurate or not accurate.
Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of the private security some of these housing compounds have, is this common, what we heard Michelle Kellerman describing?
With respect to the lack of armed security guards, in many places that is common. Some governments do not allow armed guards at residential places unless they're official police forces. So the phenomenon that we have here in the United States is not always applicable overseas, and that's a hard thing for many of our clients to understand, that the rules that they're used to in the United States might not necessarily apply when they're stationed overseas.
What mistakes do companies often make in these situations?
I would say that the one big mistake is sometimes companies don't have enough information, do not provide enough information to their employees before they go to these places. They stick them into exotic locales without an appreciation for how to conduct themselves. As I said before, the typical way in which Americans might conduct themselves here in New York City or in Chicago or San Francisco or anywhere else, that kind of behavior is simply not acceptable in a place like Saudi Arabia.
A lot of people say, you know, one of the difficulties is gathering these expatriates in one community, that they'd be better off living, you know, with amongst everybody else, safer.
There's certainly an argument to that point, and blending in has its advantages. On the other hand, if you're not fluent in the local dialect, it can be awfully difficult to blend in. And the fact of the matter is, I think a lot of people feel more common among people of like backgrounds, and you know, that's why they tend to gather in one location. But as we've seen this week and in prior instances, sometimes that's may not be the best case.
What do you think is likely to change as the result of what happened in Riyadh this week?
Well, I think companies are certainly revisiting the security of their personnel overseas, taking a harder look at safety issues as it relates to overseas travel, long-term stays, the safety of the places where their people reside. There's a renewed attention, renewed vigor with respect to security. The threat is certainly not going away. I mean, Al-Qaeda made its pronouncement last week that there was going to be another spectacular blast, and whether this was it or not, it remains to be seen, but certainly within a week of their making that claim, we see another significant bombing attack. directed at U.S. citizens and other foreigners in Saudi Arabia, which they've said before is a country they do not want Westerners in.
James Bucknam, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
James Bucknam is president of Security Services Group of Kroll Incorporated, and he was with us from his office in New York City. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.